With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu expressing sorrow over the deaths of six hostages, saying the killings prove that Hamas does not want a ceasefire deal. Bernie Bennett reports.
Netanyahu said Sunday that he was heartbroken to hear the news of the hostages' deaths. He accused Hamas of killing them in cold blood and said Israel would hold the group accountable. He also accused the group of scuttling ongoing ceasefire efforts. Netanyahu said whoever murders hostages doesn't want a deal. Critics in Israel have accused Netanyahu of dragging his feet in ceasefire talks, a charge he denies. Bernie Bennett reporting.
Donald Trump's campaign out with a statement from the Gold Star families who invited him to Arlington National Cemetery. They are defending Mr. Trump and insisting that Vice President Kamala Harris is the candidate who is politicizing fallen U.S. service members. Also, at srnnews.com, the investigation continues into that bus accident in Mississippi early Saturday. Seven people died, dozens injured.
The NTSB says the crash was caused by tire failure. Warren County Sheriff Martin Pace spoke with WLBT-TV.
It's terrible. Anytime you have anybody injured or killed, it's a horrible accident. But when you have multiple fatalities and multiple injuries, it just compounds the tragedy.
The coroner said the siblings were identified by their mother. Mississippi Highway Patrol says the bus was traveling west when it left the highway near Bovina in Warren County and flipped over. No other vehicles were involved. I'm Julie Walker.
Another bus accident, this one in Texas. Members of the Abilene Christian University football team. Several have been hurt when the team bus crashed Saturday night near Lubbock, Texas. One player, a couple of coaches, as well as the bus driver, were all hospitalized. This is SRN News. When it comes to cultural issues, well, Trump and Harris voters are far apart.
A new poll from the Pew Research Center finds that 60% of Americans who plan to vote for Kamala Harris in November believe that a person can change their gender. Only 7% of Trump supporters agree. Is the country better off if people prioritize marriage and family? Just 17% of Harris voters say yes, compared with 60% of Trump voters. The vast majority of Harris supporters also want to keep religion out of politics. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Federal appeals court rejecting Tennessee's attempt to collect millions of dollars in family planning funds without complying with federal rules requiring clinics to provide abortion referrals. Last year, Tennessee's attorney general filed a federal complaint seeking to overturn the Department of Health and Human Services decision to disqualify the state from receiving money through Title X. This is SRN News. Political observer Ben Domenech says it was a clear victory for Donald Trump when ABC decided to stick with its original rules and keep the mics muted when candidates are not speaking in the upcoming Trump-Harris debate.
She wanted the mics unmuted because she wants to kind of trap Trump into beating himself up and making stupid comments. But they, you know, the deal with ABC was to have the mics muted, and we saw how good it was that last time around, that sort of played to his best interest.
He adds it's overall good news for Mr. Trump.
Led to restraint on his part and let him have Joe Biden collapse. And I think that the very same thing, in a different way, obviously, could happen to her. Not out of senility, but out of stupidity.
ABC will host the Trump-Harris debate. That is coming up on the 10th of September. Ben Domenech was interviewed on Salem Radio Network. More details at srnnews.com.